Thank you for the invitation. So welcome on this talk, which is going to be about actually implementing or investigating role engrams models in speaker diarization. My name is Petr Motliček. I'm the third author of this paper. The main author, who is Fabio Valente, who is actually mainly known for speaker diarization work, he's not here, so it's me who's presenting. And actually, all of us are coming from Swiss, from IDIAP Research Institute. So let me say a few words about interaction. So simply, speaker diarization is trying to segment the input speech according to the speakers. And recent applications are trying to focus a lot on MDM data or the recordings which are actually recorded by multiple distant microphones, and also trying to look at spontaneous conversations and so on. Recently, main work was actually again converging to using different kind of features, acoustic features, like this TDOA, time delay of arrival, or multi-stream combination, which also we are actually doing in our work. But actually, most of the speaker diarization systems are ignoring the fact that the data are instances of human conversations. So such statistics or information which can be actually estimated from let's say, conversation analysis is not usually used. There is just a simple plot which actually is presenting the output of speaker diarization, so input speech and segments for each speaker. So again, going back to actually the motivation of the work, if you look at the conversations which are usually appearing to be unconstrained and spontaneous, they are also governed by principles, and there are actually some laws, or we can actually at the end predict some behavior patterns. So one of those are, for example, roles itself, which are stable behavior patterns. And actually, each speaker during the meeting in a conversation has some role actually in the meeting usually, and based on that, people take their turns in conversation. So just for terminology, roles can be referred to three classes. There are formal roles, functional roles, or social roles. And finally, the motivation, to conclude the motivation, usually to perform the analysis, like conversation analysis, or especially this role recognition, people are using the information or statistics from conversations, like this turn-taking patterns or turn duration or the length actually of the, those speaker segments. There are existing many corpora, like probably you know, CMUs or AMI meetings, ICSI meetings, and those AMI meetings, for example, are coming especially or mainly from IDIAP Research Institute, and we are using them here. And finally, those statistics are often automatically extracted from speaker diarization, of course. But in our case, what we are going to present in this paper is actually we try to use the information from analysis of conversations as prior information and to use it back actually in speaker diarization. So there is a diagram of our technique, where we can see simply acoustic features and speaker diarization, which is doing clustering for the speaker turns or segments. And there is the output from speaker diarization. Then we can do actually compute or estimate the statistics based on this turn taking, meaning, for example, statistics about the roles. And this information can be somehow used backwards in speaker diarization. So it's kind of like prior information which can augment acoustic features or acoustic information in diarization system. Let me say a few words about the data set. So as I said at the beginning, we are using mainly in this work, again, AMI meeting database, approximately 100 hours of data. They were split, of course, for training, development, and test. And also, actually, the scenario is kind of stable, so it doesn't change much over the recordings or different meetings. So there are always four participants which has a given role. There are four roles: project manager, user interface expert, marketing expert, and industry designer. Actually, those people are somehow talking about developing some, I think, remote control device, stuff like that. We also suppose, assume that there is one supervisor, like a project manager, who is actually directing this meeting. And here you can see those data about how much, how many meeting views for training, testing, and so on. So 20 testing recordings at the end were used. Going back to data labeling, just again to somehow describe the technique. So we are trying to simplify a little bit work in the sense that the speech regions can be paused by non-speech longer than 300 milliseconds, and we don't care much about crosstalk. So we are actually always mapping the crosstalk to the previous speaker. Here is just a plot with those speaker segments, where each speaker segment has some beginning duration, and each this or speech segment is associated with some speaker, which has some role in the meeting. Again, going back to those n-grams, so how to use this prior information. So suppose we have, again, we have a sequence of speakers, which is capital S, and we also have one-to-one mapping between speakers and the roles, which those speakers have in each meeting. So that's capital R here, R. And based on that, we of course have the corresponding sequence of roles, which is this phi capital S. So what we are doing is we are trying to estimate the probability of the roles of the speakers depending on their roles based on the previous speakers. So we are just simply applying something like a language model in automatic speech recognition. And of course, we are trying simple bigram and trigrams at the beginning. Here you can see a traditional equation for training language models. So there is the equation for pgram, of course, and at the end there is a table with perplexity which was obtained on test data. So of course, for unigrams, the perplexity is going to be 4, but then you may see that for bigrams and trigrams, the perplexity is actually decreasing, meaning there is the hope that such information can be actually augmented to acoustic information. So now a little bit about the diarization system. I don't want to say much in details about that, because there is a second talk where I'll have one or two slides about the diarization technique itself. So simply, we are again combining acoustic scores with language model scores, which are actually those roles and n-grams. And the diarization system or method is based on information bottleneck principle, which has been already described, I think, last year in InterSpeech paper. What we assume as an input, there is a speech, non-speech segmentation or speech segmentation into initial segments, and we do actually uniform segmentation, so nothing too much fancy. And then there is a kind of this clustering operation. So we are trying to cluster input speech into speaker segments. And this is referred as capital T with star. So in the end, we have some estimation of clustering, and we do actually a refinement by HMM-JMM system, which is already trained on speaker data, meaning for each speaker we train one JMM. And in the end, we just do simple Viterbi decoding, which is going to give us the sentence, the sequence of speakers. So till this time, we of course didn't apply any prior information from these roles. And but this can be simply done in during Viterbi decoding. Just mentioning that there was already some attempt about actually using such information. So, for example, this paper was Han in 2009, but they were actually using meeting-dependent patterns between speakers. So during experimental testing, so we want to prove what we are doing works well or improves the diarization. We assume we have two cases. In one case, we know one-to-one mapping between speakers and the roles in the system. Of course, this is kind of cheating, but suppose that we know this information before. We know that speaker one is, for example, a project manager, and so on. Then actually the to obtain or to apply this roles n-gram in a diarization system, as I said, is pretty simple. You just do Viterbi decoding, where not only acoustic likelihoods are used, but also this probability from the n-gram roles. So just classical equation for Viterbi decoding, and also use some scaling factors and insertion penalty to tune the output. Of course, these factors or these constants are tuned on development set as we have it from AMIDA or AMI meetings. The second case, which is more difficult, but it's more real. We suppose that we don't know the mapping between speakers and roles. So we need to somehow estimate it, and we do it from those estimated speaker segments, which comes actually before this Viterbi decoding. So what we do is pretty simple. Also, it takes actually some time and a computation, but we do just the search between all possible actually combinations of mapping, and we are just looking for the maximum likelihood estimation or maximum likelihood criterion. So in the end, we are getting some estimation which speaker actually has which role in the meeting, and we can then apply this prior information from the statistics. And then in the end, the decoding is pretty simple. Again, we do just Viterbi decoding. These are actually simple plots for that. So in first case, actually this is, I think, wrong, as I see. Yeah, the first case, which is case one, where we know actually this one-to-one mapping is the bottom image or plot. And the second case where we need to estimate this mapping is the first one. So we should try to estimate it from those speakers which come from clustering directly before GMM modeling. Here are results. So again, AMI meetings in this case, four speakers, four roles. So we actually force the clustering to converge to four speakers. And the results are NIST diarization error rates. We don't count speech, non-speech errors because we just use it for all techniques the same. So we are just actually counting four speaker errors in this case. So for case one, if there is no prior, we get around 14% error rate. If we are using actually unigram, bigram, trigram, you may see that there is a decrease in error rate. Maximum, we get 19%. For case two, which is the real one, where we don't know the mapping between speakers and the roles, we are getting up to 17% for trigram. And some more results. Relative amount of speaker time currently attributed to each of four speakers. You may see that for a program manager, which is kind of a director in each meeting, we are getting the most of the gain actually for compared to other three participants in meetings. Also from the analysis, we have seen that the proposed method outperforms the previous one, the baseline, especially for short terms, where the acoustic scores actually are not probably well estimated, and this prior information can help. Now, of course, the question is how this can generalize to other data, because everything what is done on AMI meetings, which are somehow same. So for this case, we are using RT data, rich transcription from 2006-2007, 17 meetings. There are MDN microphones beamformed, so we get one single enhanced speech signal at the end. And actually, there are not only usually four participants, but there are four up to nine participants in the meeting. But always, we somehow suppose that there is one kind of project manager or the guy who is leading the meeting. And the others can be one of those three, simply. So if you look at the results, again, we may see that for no prior is 15%, and for applying unigram, bigram, trigram, there is a decrease in error, in speaker error, excuse me, up to 12%. And actually, in total, this is kind of total, for each meeting we see the speaker error rate for each meeting, but in this case it's AMI, actually not rich transcription, it's wrong. We may see that in most of the meetings there is really some gain for the meetings. I think from just two of those meetings from rich transcription we don't get improvement. Others 15 are actually improving based on this information. So more or less that's it. So conclusion is so what we are presenting here is a speaker diarization system where we are attempting to use the prior information from roles or conversation analysis back in speaker diarization. Also, actually, we are doing, and I'll show it in the second talk, that the technique can improve by combining several different features. But in that case, actually, our feature stream, but in that case, we still didn't use this prior information. So maximally, we are getting plus 19% improvement over AMI data. And what is also actually important is that this technique or the prior information, this language model, which we estimated on AMI data, is generalizing also on different meetings. So it means that this technique has hope for already to be used for different data. And actually, as it is written in the last item, we in that case, in our case, we just considered very simple four roles in a meeting, and of course this can be somehow improved by actually extracting some other information for other participants and so on. And I think that's more or less all for this talk.
Let's thank our speaker. We have 2 minutes for questions. There's two microphones on two sides. If you can please go talk in front of the microphone. Go ahead.
Hi. Your improvement seemed to be largest when your error rate was already low on the bar graph you showed us. Is that just a feature of the model being learned in some iterative way? Yeah. You seem to get the biggest win for some of the meetings where you've got lowest error rate. And for the ones with very high error rate, you're not getting any win at all.
Yeah.
If you can comment on that.
I'm really not sure why this is happening. Simply, I think that the data may be some different in that case, but I'm not sure why this is happening. But as we have seen, this is for AMI data, not for rich transcription. So those data should be kind of similar to that. But we have seen the same between me and human for rich transcription. So I don't know.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, I'm going to ask you to clarify. So for each meeting you train a language model, it's for a whole data set you train language model?
No, the language model is trained on development data over several meetings, of course. So I think it was like 20 meetings in total. And then we apply such a language model or n-gram for the test data. So it's not meeting specific for sure. It's just
so you train bigram or
We have been using unigrams, bigrams, and trigrams.
Okay.
So kind of traditional numbers, and the results, even for perplexity, it looks it helps. And if we look at the results which we receive or which we achieve with the technique, it looks that also for trigrams it still works.
Okay. Let's thank our speaker again. So you want a question?
There is one question.
We still have lobby time. Go ahead.
No, they are of course not the same speakers. Speakers are always different. Meaning like people.
Speakers are different, but the roles are...
The roles are same, yes. In this case, but this is only for AMI data. Once you go to this rich transcription, there is not always a one-to-one mapping. Meaning there can be four speakers, but there can be also nine speakers or nine participants. Right, so then we always assume that there is one project manager, as I call them, one who is directing the meeting. But in the end, the other mapping can be exhaustive. It's not one-to-one.
I'm wondering if the n-gram statistics are more influenced by the personality of the
It should not be, because even people which are actually in those meetings are always different. I don't think that it's actually the same guy participating twice in the meeting. So it should be generalizing over the data.
Thank you. I thank our speaker again, so we can move on to the next one.